As we record this, we are approaching the finish line, but the session for 2026 effectively finished. What are some of the successes we've seen so far, Senator?
Yeah, well, at the very beginning of the session, one of the top priorities both for the Senate and for the governor was to continue to deliver on public safety, making sure that the citizens of Missouri feel safe. And we passed an omnibus crime bill earlier this year that the governor has already signed into law that focuses on protecting children, holding violent offenders accountable, and also reducing early release for criminals. You know, it's oftentimes the case that very serious offenders are released from prison after serving only a very small portion of their sentence. And this creates a lot of uncertainty, both for victims and for the families of victims. And the law that we pass improves transparency in sentencing, making sure that victims have a much more clear understanding of how long an offender is going to be incarcerated before they're released. It also strengthens penalties for those who exploit children, closes loopholes that previously existed for offenders to make sure that they have meaningful consequences for their actions. And so this was an important piece of legislation we passed. We also heard from the governor during his State of the State that one of the signature pieces of legislation he wanted to see get across the finish line was a proposed constitutional amendment that voters will have the opportunity to vote on and approve to eliminate the state income tax in Missouri. Missouri would join a growing number of states that have eliminated the income tax. If voters agree to that, and if the legislature in the future passes legislation, that would represent the largest middle class income tax cut in state history. Right now, every Missourian has a portion of their money taken from their paycheck before they ever see it. And this legislation, if it is approved by voters either this fall or this summer, will begin the process of eliminating the state income tax and putting more money back in the pockets of hardworking Missouri families.
We've heard so many different things about the income tax and it's potentially dissolving. But again, ultimately, it's up to the voters.
Yeah, it's up to the voters. You know, what I would say is that, you know, the states that have seen increased competition for jobs and new residents coming in and more investment coming to the state, states like Tennessee, which is a peer state of ours, they're, you know, in the Midwest, they have no income tax. And you've just seen this tremendous growth in the economy and in the population of the state of Tennessee. Anytime you're ever in Nashville, you just see cranes all across the skyline, tons of development happening. We believe one of the key ingredients to successes of states like Tennessee is the fact that they are one of the states without a state income tax.
Along the same lines of a tax decrease bill is the personal property tax. Property tax, we've been hearing a lot about this the last couple of years.
Yeah, so the Senate actually passed a pretty comprehensive package, did a number of different things. It required certain property tax rollbacks. By the way, all these property tax provisions relate to real estate property taxes. We've seen some really dramatic increases in people's real estate taxes over the last few years. That bill would also extend deadlines for taxpayers to be able to appeal their assessment if they disagreed with the assessor's valuation of their property. We passed a bill several years ago that I sponsored, Senate Bill 190, that allowed counties to freeze the property taxes on the homes of seniors age 62 and older. We put language in the bill this year that would basically say that if you're a senior, as soon as you qualify for a 190 freeze, you don't have to keep reapplying every year, which is kind of a piece of bureaucratic red tape that a lot of counties have been putting in the way of seniors. And so that's something that is in the bill that we passed. We have language that makes sure that anytime there's a proposed tax increase or a new bond that's placed on the ballot, that language is clear and not misleading. A lot of the times we feel like voters are kind of duped into voting for a tax increase, not understanding really the full implications of it. So there's some provisions in there to protect against that. It gives counties the ability to allow installment payments if somebody is paying their property taxes and they can't afford when the tax bill comes due to pay it as one lump sum. It would give the counties the flexibility to allow those payments to be made in installments. So people who are on fixed incomes that may not have a mortgage anymore and they don't have an escrow account where they're withholding money every month, you know, they may be having to pay a very large sum of money at the end of the year. And so this would allow counties to have the flexibility, sort of spread that out and sort of relieve that burden a little bit on folks who particularly are on fixed incomes.